Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have noticed for years, and maybe it's because I grew up in Southern California and Las Vegas and Phoenix, Arizona, that these postal workers, or UPS drivers, and a bunch of these individuals, they don't have air conditioning. And to not have air conditioning when you are driving around 100 plus degree heat, and then on top of that, when you're in a car, there's the heat rises. What the heck is going on there? So finally, it sounds like there's going to be some relief to postal workers getting trucks that have air conditioning, and in fact, I think also UPS. So we have a couple headlines where we have USPS vehicles. We have known for a while that they haven't. And in fact, South Texas, I think, might get some of the first. Representative Cuellar represents air-conditioned USPS vehicles for South Texas. It's a bipartisan letter to Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, led by Representative Harry Cuellar, and he is urging the United States Postal Service to prioritize South Texas and Central Texas in replacing an old fleet of vehicles which lack air conditioning. He says American Postal employees work day and night, rain or shine, to deliver for our country. They ensure our seniors get their Social Security checks on time. They deliver life-saving medication to Americans living with chronic illnesses. And they ensure that everyone, even those living in the most rural areas, can receive mail. It's essential that South Texas letter carriers, who work in one of the hottest climates in the country, should be at the very top of the list to receive new delivery vehicles. What I don't understand is, it's 2023. Why don't we have enough of these vehicles already? Why is there... I mean, we're already in summer. Air conditioning has been in cars for decades. And still. Now, I guess the reasoning behind it was, well, they have to jump in and out. There's no doors. So they can't... ask the postal worker what they want. If they are fine having a door and opening it up for them to have air conditioning, they'll leave the door. Or even while they're driving, have something blowing on them. And I really worry because as a physician, heat illness is serious. Laredo, Texas, I believe, has a heat wave. They say triple figures every day of the week with a high of 110 degrees Fahrenheit. In this letter, they reference Laredo had 89 days where it reached 100 degrees. San Antonio had 58 days. Okay, now I live in Southern Nevada. I think we have even more than that. But it is hot, hot, hot. And if everybody's saying, well, climate change, it's getting hotter, why don't we already have this down? And we give a lot of money to the USPS. How much are stamps now? 40 cents a stamp? The money isn't going to their next generation delivery vehicles. They are also going to upgrade to include airbags. There weren't airbags? Backup cameras they're going to add. Improved range and added cargo space. These are expected to become available in October, but they say the projection has been pushed to June 2024 due to manufacturing delays. They say the current Grumman long life vehicles in operation have been used since 87 and they don't have air conditioning. Anticipated lifespan of the vehicles at the time of production was 24 years, so they were supposed to be done by 2011, but thousands of them are still in use. So we need to get our acts together. Come on. And it isn't just about Texas. What about Alabama? What about Arizona? What about New Mexico? Now, UPS drivers have score to win. They may also get air conditioning. They've also worked in extreme heat. The company said the Teamsters unit that represents about 340,000 workers reached a tentative agreement Tuesday to add AC to vehicles starting next year. Negotiations between the Teamsters and UPS began in April. I'm confused again. Why wasn't this done decades ago? The labor contract at stake is the largest private sector union deal in North America. They say their contract expires on July 31st. And O'Brien, who is the, let me see if I have, they aren't saying who Mr. O'Brien is, said they're prepared to strike if there's no deal by then. Okay, but it looks like they have moved forward on being able to get air conditioning in these cars. Heat illness is no joke. Heat illness will start out with heat cramps, where you get painful spasms. You might feel a little tired. We think it's because you're losing fluids, right, from sweating. You're dehydrated. And then the salts. So then you start getting cramps. Then it could move on to heat exhaustion. Heat exhaustion is when you start to sweat more profusely, become more dehydrated, have more cramps, but then maybe nausea. You may start to get more pale and clammy. Your heart rate will try to increase to compensate for the lost fluid. You might become dizzy, weak, even faint. You got to get the person indoors. You got to lie them down, elevate the feet, give them sips of fluid, cool down the body. You can put cool or wet cloths in their underarms, near the groin area, contact medical authorities, keep them, again, don't do anything that you think you'll get arrested for, obviously. And then heat stroke could sadly ensue if this vulnerable person does not get out of the heat in time or treated correctly. It's a medical emergency. If you are at all suspecting any sort of major heat illness or heat stroke, call 911. Bring the victim indoors to keep them out of the sunlight, lie them down, remove any unnecessary clothing, cool their body down with cool compresses. Watch for signs of rapidly progressive heat stroke in which they're having trouble breathing, they seize, lose consciousness. If they're unconscious, don't be trying to pour fluids down their throat. Don't do that because it could get into their lungs, you can make it worse. If they're alert, able to swallow, that's one thing. Then give it to them. Do not try to give them aspirin or Motrin or Tylenol to reduce their body heat. Their body might not be able to metabolize it. Young children, elderly individuals are at risk. Pets are definitely at risk. So we got to watch out for the heat. And get air conditioning in these cars, for crying out loud, or trucks. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one of you had reached out over the weekend where I live in Southern Nevada. And you had remarked how California is ruining Southern Nevada because of what they're doing with their property taxes and buying up stuff, and then it's altering the market. Mind you, I'm from California, so I consider myself a Californian because I was born there, but I grew up in Nevada and Arizona, so I kind of consider myself all of it. I just consider myself a Southwestern United Stateser. And so I am seeing that money from other places it's kind of messing with our real estate. But the money isn't just coming from California. It's coming from China. China's been buying up a lot. And we are in for a hurting. And when the average American can't afford their own housing, that's a problem. There was a report. Have you ever been to Bozeman, Montana? Bozeman, Montana is gorgeous. I had an affiliate out there. I'm not sure if they still do talk radio. I think they start doing talk radio. But Bozeman, Montana, one of my favorite cities. Just a fantastic place, fantastic people. And they are saying that it used to be the most livable place, but now it's being priced out. People building ranches, vacation rentals. And so Bozeman, Montana is starting to now consider a ban on short-term vacation rentals. Even though Bozeman is amazing in terms of you being near, I'm sorry, I forget the national park. It's not Yosemite, is it? Anyway, you got the national park, you got the beautiful trees, you got the beautiful lakes. It's amazing. Rafting, so much you could do up there. But people trying to live there are being priced out of their homes. There's a report at a Daily Mail saying when Terry Cunningham goes for his morning run in Bozeman, he passes dozens of cars and vans filled with people curled up inside and sleeping in them. In the evening, he's the city's deputy mayor. He visits a local restaurant and finds the same people, actually the servers, cooks, and bartenders. So these aren't tourists who are homeless. They're people that are working there. And they say Bozeman is having a housing crisis. We're not just talking the California housing crisis or the New York housing crisis. We're talking Bozeman, Montana. It's hitting everywhere. People are priced out of renting, let alone buying a home. They say the problem is due to rising numbers of second homeowners snapping up properties in the beautiful town, then renting them out on vacation sites such as Airbnb and VRBO. Now Bozeman is considering banning these platforms altogether. They say they're not alone. They say the fight over second homes being replicated in vacation hotspots all across the U.S. So the idea of you having neighbors and you being able to grow up with them or whatever, no, these are people that are renting out spots that forget hotels and those prices and the lack of room. If you have, you know, more than one or two kids, you could get yourself a home and you could rent that. Unfortunately, that costs a lot of money, and these vacation homes that are being bought up are pricing out other houses in the market. They say our local elementary school has seen a decline in kids signing up because there's no families here permanently. Homes are disproportionately owned by retirees and investors. They won't staff our workforce. So Bozeman, with the national parks, water rivers, snowy peaks, a bunch of areas that are now looking at maybe they need to say no to these vacation sites. And I, you know, mind you, I think it's a great business to own a piece of property and rent it, especially with all the BS going on with employers and you know, work and you know, issues with jobs and getting fired and hired, depending on the recession. You know, being able to figure out other ways of income, I commend people for having that sort of real estate savvy. But it is messing with the price of our homes. And so now homes, like in Vegas, the median house price is in the mid to upper 400,000s in Las Vegas. Las Vegas was a city that would house people that would work the strip. Now we have other industries and we have some nice neighborhoods, and but still, we were a middle class, blue collar, when I lived here, lower income class that you know, did what we could. You can't afford a home on average almost $500,000. So in January 2020, there were just 500 Airbnb and VRBO rentals listed in Bozeman. At the time, the average house price was $460,000 and rent was $1,000 a month. Now vacation rentals have almost doubled, costing $285 a night, and prices of the homes are now about $647,000, monthly rents up to $1,800. And so, you know, this is by October 2020. So the trend was because a lot of these wealthy city dwellers could, during the lockdown, buy up homes and then rent them as people wanted more space. By October 2020, the number of Americans buying second homes had doubled. So, I like Bozeman, and I get it. They can't, you know, they're the community, the, you know, tourists coming in. Again, tourist money is needed. It's a industry. But what do we do about the prices of our homes? This is something that's serious. In fact, you know, in South Lake Oh, in 2018, citizens voted to phase out the number of vacation home rentals as well. By 2021, the number of vacation rentals in the city went from 1,200 to 400. It's just this, you know, when people are, and I get it. Listen, you know, I'm not rich because I didn't have that risk-taking, you know, mental or that sort of risk-taking behavior of, you know what, I'm going to just, you know, well, let's buy up. I just never did that because I'm a doctor. I'm too busy. I had to deal with my practice. And I understand that there's money to be made, and good for you guys for doing that. But there's one thing about making money for yourself. The other is making an environment that screws it up for the rest of us. So there's a report out saying that to live in California, workers on minimum wage need to work at least 109 hours a week just to be able to afford their house. And people are holding multiple part-time jobs. That's not livable. It's not sustainable. They say Americans on minimum wage have to work at least 104 hours a week on average to afford rent on a modest two-bedroom home or 2.5 full-time jobs. A further analysis of the hourly wage that's needed to comfortably afford rent in a two-bedroom home in California. Mind you, there's not a lot of two-bedroom homes. Most homes are three-bedroom up, but for a two-bedroom home, the least affordable, I think the minimum was $42 an hour. $42 an hour. In Hawaii, you have to earn about $41.83 an hour to cover your rent. If you were on minimum wage, you'd have to work 139 hours a week. It's called the Out of Reach Report by the National Low Income Housing Coalition, and it paints a bleak picture for people in America. Now, Arkansas, West Virginia, and Mississippi were least expensive, but still required hourly earnings higher than minimum wage. And that's part of the problem. Once we, you know, as we raise, as we have inflation, we need to raise wages. As we raise wages, we raise the cost of goods to cover the extra payroll, and then it just keeps being a vicious cycle. Prices will not go down anytime soon because we've had to increase our pay. And when we increase our pay and it's not enough, we have to increase it more. Researchers looked at the necessary hourly wage based on a job that's 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. The study also made similar assessments based on the price of a one-bedroom home. They said only 7% of counties nationwide, not including Puerto Rico, can a full-time minimum wage worker afford a one-bedroom rental home at fair market rent. Okay, that's a problem. So California, they're saying, is too expensive. Hawaii, Massachusetts, New York, Washington, D.C., New Jersey, Colorado, Connecticut, Maryland. And is anybody noticing, you know, why? Is anybody seeing, you know, why is rent going up? Again, if somebody could get their comps high, the neighborhood can win. Because then, and as long as there's people willing to pay the higher amounts, that changes the comps. And it's not fair also to have a bunch of people who paid higher amounts for their rent, only to then, well, you know what, we're going to now make it cheaper for everybody. Well, now you lost money, and in fact, you can be upside down on your loan, on your mortgage. So we need to watch who's doing most of the buying. It's very, very frustrating because I have two boys that need to live on their own. And, they could barely do it if they do it together. But on their own, no way. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation taxation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. Air Force One is wheels up from Delaware, headed to Northern California, where President Biden will unveil a new climate initiative. He'll also attend his first public re-election campaign rally. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken's heading back to the USA from China, where he tried to reassure President Xi Jinping.
We are not about decoupling. We're about de-risking and diversifying.
Blinken told reporters after his meeting with Xi, it's in our interest to see a strong Chinese economy, but not to give China technology it could use against us. The Coast Guard is searching for a tiny submarine that takes tourists to the floor of the North Atlantic to view the wreckage of the Titanic. The sub holds five people, including three who pay more than $250,000 each for the trip. Another tornado death, this one last night southeast of Jackson, Mississippi. Today, heat advisories and emergencies affecting more than 30 million of us. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember last week we said that the American Academy of Cardiology, or the Journal of American College of Cardiology, had published a study saying one drink a day can keep the heart attack away. One drink a day for women and 1 to 2 drinks per day for men is linked with reductions in stress signaling in the brain as well. And that there could be lower risk of cardiovascular disease for light to moderate drinkers. And so with this study that looked at 754 people, we spoke about how, wow, well, maybe they're going to change their tune. Maybe they're going to start saying we could go ahead and drink a glass of alcohol a day. After years and years of saying, nope, alcohol's bad, alcohol's bad. And I told you guys, be careful, because most likely there's going to be a study that we'll say alcohol's bad again. Well, here we go. Drinking alcohol weekly could be connected to 61 different diseases, according to a study. So an alcohol a day, a glass a day, that would suffice to be being bad. So according to the World Health Organization, they said alcohol use has been linked to 61 different diseases, most of which had not been identified as having drinking-related outcomes. Beyond the more widely known conditions such as liver cirrhosis, stroke, and gastric cancers, a new study identified links to diseases including gout, cataracts, ulcers, fractures even. Researchers from the University of Oxford in England and Peking University in Beijing analyzed self-reported data of more than 512,000 adults in China related to 207 total diseases. One-third of the men and just 2% of the women said they drank alcohol regularly. Among the men, researchers looked at 12 years of hospital records as well as genetic information to determine whether alcohol consumption was linked to any of the diseases they developed. And higher amounts of consumption of alcohol correlated to a higher risk of disease, including hospitalization. Now, this is a study published in the Journal of Nature Medicine on June 8th. For every 4 drinks per day, the risk of alcohol-related diseases increased by 14%, while it rose 6% for diseases that hadn't been previously linked to alcohol. So alcohol drinking has been ruled to adversely affect a wide range of diseases. Well, we know that. So what do we do? Is alcohol good or alcohol bad? According to the World Health Organization, consumption of alcohol causes about 140,000 deaths in the U.S. alone. Well, actually, that's per the CDC. Per the CDC, 140,000 deaths in the U.S. 3 million worldwide to World Health Organization. Now, in China, alcohol use has been on the rise, increasing from 59% to 85% between 1990 and 2017. Dr. Chris Twell, the clinical director of addiction services at the Lindler City Center of Hope at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine, wasn't involved in the study but said this was significant. With over 512,000 participants, data from such a study should be taken without notice. Based on this research, it's clear that the harmful use of alcohol is one of the most important risk factors for debilitating health throughout the world. Such evidence warrants a wider scope of education, prevention, and treatment. So, what is it? This is, and I understand you guys are frustrated. And I will tell you the same thing I have been telling you for years. It's not always in moderation. If you have a little bit of alcohol once in a blue moon, it's probably not going to be as problematic. If you're going to do it every day, that could be an issue. And I understand the American College of Cardiology had suggested, well, a drink a day. But what I say to that is it's different strokes for different folks. For some people, their daily wine is right up their alley. For others, no, it hurts. And if you don't know, and you don't know for sure, play it safe. And just do everything in moderation. And I get it. There's individuals in Italy that have lived till their hundreds. And they said, it was because I had my daily glass of wine. Now, was it also because they always had fresh vegetables? Is it because they didn't eat a lot of processed foods? Is it because they exercised? Is it because they got a lot of sun? Was it really the wine? Maybe. Now, I'm really mixed. I think there is a benefit, and I think there's a risk. But you're not going to be able to get a doctor to say one way or the other without the next day another study coming out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, interestingly, they say there's something called Ozempic finger, where people losing weight on the weight loss drug are not only losing weight on their tushy, but they're also losing weight in their fingers and wrists. So now they have to resize their rings or get new jewelry. Jessica, a part-time preschool teacher from Houston, started Ozempic injections in October. She said she lost 17 pounds in 6 weeks. She kept the weight off, but noticed that she just couldn't keep her ring on. She said, I never realized weight loss also happened to your hands, but my ring didn't fit. She's 40 years old. So she started losing so much weight. So she took her ring back, had them resize it, and it cost her $75. Jewelers have reported that women are coming in droves to size down their rings and bracelets, up 150% compared to last year. They say usually the summer is a quiet time for jewelers, but this year we are seeing a huge influx of jewelry repairs due to clients losing weight. Now, you could think that's wonderful. You could think that is fantastic, but the worry I have is, what about the people that gain the weight back? So I don't resize my rings. My rings are loose. When I've lost weight, my rings are loose. But the problem is sometimes my hands will swell, and then the ring will fit perfectly. I just don't want to have a ring that's too tight. And so if somebody ends up being in denial that they're gaining their weight back, now they're going to have to increase their ring. So, you don't want to lose your engagement ring. You don't want to lose your wedding ring. You don't want the ring falling off the fingers. I get that. And it could also be also a sign of dehydration. But you will. You could lose weight in your face. You could lose weight in your cheeks. Younger looking, youthful sort of faces might start looking a little older. And, you know, honestly, I'd rather you lose weight. I just don't know if losing the weight that quickly is the safest thing to do. So apparently sizing rings has now been huge. And also shortening necklaces. They say some Cartier shoppers have had to shorten their chains in order to keep their thousands of dollars of jewelry on. Wow. See, I don't have a jewelry problem. I don't really wear a lot of jewelry. In fact, my wedding ring is not my wedding ring. My wedding ring got destroyed when I had fallen and hurt my hand, and my hand swelled up, and it was cutting off blood supply to the finger. And so we had to cut off the ring. So I lost my original wedding ring. Luckily, it wasn't that expensive. You know, we don't really spend a lot of money in jewelry in my family because, one, we didn't have the money when I was getting married, and two, we knew something would happen. And so I use a ring. I still have a wedding ring. It's just not the original. It's not very fancy. So if I lose it, who cares? Or if somebody wants to mug me, I'm like, here, take my ring. It's worth how many thousands, even though it's not. Yeah, take it. So some people can use stretch bracelets. Some people could you just keep in mind, if you're going to resize. I had a lady who burned her hand, and I asked her, did she take off her wedding ring yet? She goes, oh, I've completely forgot. The hand was starting to swell, so luckily she was able to take it off. The second you injure your hand, please remove all jewelry. Remove the watch, remove the bracelets, any of that, because you want to improve blood flow and you don't want to get something stuck. And the other thing is, if you are losing weight rapidly, keep in mind, people are gaining their weight back. They're going to gain their weight back. And if they do, they're going to then have their rings and jewelry too tight. You know, going from a size 7 ring to a 6 or to a 5, very cool. But I would just in case. And I wish they had these expanders. I like the idea. I hope they do that where they make jewelry a little bit more practical. Stretches a little bit. Interesting to me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. When the Russian-controlled Kharkovka Dam collapsed earlier this month, the cause flooding has killed at least 52 people. Ukraine has blamed Russia for the collapse of the dam. There has been some reports coming from Ukraine thinking they are making some advancements in their counteroffensive, but Russia has spoken out saying it is too dangerous for the UN to send aid to stranded civilians. Kremlin said too unsafe. And we need to get humanitarian aid to workers. We need to feed them. We need this war to stop. Now, the Howard G. Buffett Foundation has committed around $400 million to support a wide variety of projects in Ukraine, from food distribution, support for agriculture production, war crimes investigation. So we have a little bit. We weren't able to interview him, but we have some sound bites from him talking about what they're doing. Go ahead and listen.
This is a war on civilians as much as it is anything else, and they have just shelled apartment buildings and homes and churches and schools and hospitals, and I think the one thing that's hard to imagine unless you really see it is the widespread destruction that has occurred across the country. So our two largest areas that we fund and have for many years is food security and conflict mitigation. So we've worked in a lot of conflict and post-conflict areas, nothing like this because of the scale. But when this happened in Ukraine and I started watching it, I started to realize as Ukraine put up the fight, and it was clear that this was not, you know, it's going to turn into a slugfest, that we had to be there. I mean, there was just going to be too many people to feed, too many things that were coming out of the conflict, whether it was investigations of war crimes or supporting farmers or whatever it was. There was just too many things that were going to come out of this conflict that I just knew we had to be there. You know, it was a place for us to engage. If people cannot feed themselves and they cannot feed their family and a government cannot feed people, their population, it just breeds conflict. And so when Ukraine fails in terms of their ability to produce agricultural products, the world becomes less safe.
So the Howard G. Buffett Foundation has spent, I believe, about $150 million in 2022 and has committed another $300 million to help support these projects for food assistance for civilians, supporting rebuilding efforts, helping the farmers harvest, plant, export crops. You know, when you look at just how huge the repair is going to be, I've heard a lot about post-war repair, and it's really too preliminary to be even talking about that now, but because of my family, who had lost everything during the Nazi Germany takeover, the Austria takeover, and then those who lost their lives, who weren't able to escape, rebuilding what they had from nothing took decades. And so what we're watching right now with the Ukraine-Russia war, I don't think we have conceptualized how much it's going to take to rebuild. Now, we heard in Philly that bridge collapse. What we're hearing, they plan on having the bridge back up and running in 2 weeks. Did you guys hear about that? Hold on a second. I want to talk about that for a quick second. They said that they could use, and I want to get the, products correctly on what they're going to use, but okay, hold on a second, I'm having a little issue. Okay, let me see. I want to how they would use the construction. I want to say fiberglass. I don't want to say that's what it is, but I thought I heard that they were going to use a glass product. And I apologize about this. I want to pull this up, but they say that they are planning on having it up and running within 2 weeks, reopened to traffic. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be 100%, but it's going to be a huge feat. They say they're going to be working around the clock. They're going to be hoping to, I guess, use government funds, state of emergency. I just don't have, unfortunately, all the construction materials they're going to use. But officials have unveiled a plan. And, you know, to do it in 2 weeks, that's amazing. But they want to fill in the gap. with backfill, then pave over it to create a temporary roadway to get the highway open again. And here, they're going to use as the backfill a lightweight material, a recycled glass-type product that is reusable. That's according to Secretary of Transportation Mike Carroll. They say it's going to be engineered in a way that will be completely reliable for the traveling public. There will be three lanes open in each direction while the state then works to build a permanent bridge to replace the section that collapsed. As for the remains of the current bridge, they said demolition is expected. Governor Shapiro and other officials said the work will be done as quickly as possible, but gave no timeline. Although now we're being told that they hope that it's going to be within 2 weeks. But getting I-95 repaired and reopened is their top priority. They say they're working our tails off under the leadership of Secretary Carroll with the support of our federal and local partners and the talented trades workers here in Philly. They're moving full steam ahead. Government is working for the good people of Pennsylvania to get this done. So, you know, if it is taking, the mighty efforts of so many for a bridge, imagine, you know, what's going on in Ukraine. And then when you hear that there's going to be limitations where Russia is saying, sorry, too dangerous, UN can't send aid. To me, this is what UN's job is. The UN's job is to make sure, one, something like this doesn't happen again. That's, UN was built after, created after World War II, so that we wouldn't have a country pummeled by another and civilians in danger. But number two is they're supposed to be able to supersede saying, too dangerous, my foot, you stop, cease fire, and you let us get people out of there and get people fed. So I am a little confused. In the meantime, in political news, we have Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who I believe is on his way back from China. He told NBC News that the visit to Beijing was an important start in repairing U.S.-China relations. And there has been some strain, especially from the alleged Chinese spy balloon. I'm really confused about that one because we could have blown it out of the water before it even traveled to Alaska. Or traveled over Alaska, then it went over Canada, nothing happened there. Only by the time it went over Montana, and Montanans saw it, then somebody said something. So, still confused. And his trip was postponed after the whole spy balloon incident. But now, he says this chapter should be closed. I don't know if we should leave the incident in the past, especially since we heard that there was a lot of surveilling and a lot of footage, surveillance and footage received from that. But, so he said, as long as there's no more spy balloons, leave it in the past. The chapter should be closed. So he spent 2 days in meetings with senior Chinese officials. They still have yet to establish military communication channels. This is something that has been, apparently China cut those lines of military communication after Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan. So this trip also was... China wanted to reassure the U.S. over their relationship with China. I'm still very confused. Not sure if we're getting played, but we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.